Lest we think that only the young lads had it tougher on the 1st of May with the hiring fairs, there's a summertime activity reserved for the young girls that certainly was no picnic. Transhumance may sound like a phenomenon from a sci-fi movie, but it's a more prosaic activity of humans bringing the cattle to mountain pastures. Known in Ireland as bullying, it was largely the preserve of young women, coming from the Irish word bulla. It referred to any kind of cattle enclosure and can be traced back to the 4th century BC in Greece, no less. It is still practiced in parts of Scandinavia and Iceland, but its heyday in Ireland has long since passed. Once the crops had been sown and the cattle had been blessed on Bealtaine, the farmers were able to send their cattle to higher ground, which was usually commonage, thus ensuring that the lowland was reserved for the growing of hay and the health of the animals with a varied pasture. It meant farmers with small holdings were able to feed bigger herds than they would otherwise have been able to keep. From Bealtaine onwards, the young girls lived in bully huts to mind the cattle, south-facing to get the summer sun, and usually in clusters near a stream. They were basic stone or even turf huts that had mainly just a hole in the roof rather than a chimney. Bullying was a communal activity which was shared by sisters or friends aged from their early teens to early 20s. During the day, they tended to the cattle and milked them before turning to the duties of making butter and cheese. This was no leisurely summer camp, but an important source of income to the homestead. Other income sources such as knitting, spinning and sewing also occurred, with the evenings reserved for song, music and storytelling. Their diets consisted of white meats or dairy products. While some may paint bullying in De Valera-esque cosy comfort, where young women were free of childcare worries and were able to enjoy the fair weather and abundance of food, the truth was often harsher. Ethna Macy paints a stark, less idyllic setting. Imagine trying to get the fire going or struggling outside to herd the cattle in the icy winds that go ripping down the mountainsides, even in May. Imagine the mud, the cold, the damp, the dung between the toes. The potential for infighting and bitching between a group of hormonal teenagers stuck together for a number of weeks all added up to a lot of altitude attitude. Dare I ask, how would today's teens cope with such a task, I wonder?